Hey everybody, this is Stully Hefty.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about something I've been dying to talk to you about, which is, let's talk launching a new product, a new company.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
You had a really big launch going on recently. I mean, you've been like building up your launch muscles like crazy over the last few years by launching multiple products. But the latest launch that you had, as far as I can tell, seemed to be the most successful one. And you're really onto something here with launching FYI. It's a Chrome extension. If you guys don't have it yet, make sure to go and search for FYI, pretty dope product that I'm using. So I wanted to just get the freshest, most up-to-date kind of piece of advice from you in terms of how was the launch, lessons learned, things that you guys did really well, things that didn't work anymore, if there are any like that. Just kind of an updated, here are the tips and tricks from a recent example on how to launch something.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's usefyi.com. The reason I'm giving you that is our SEO is not as good as it should be. So if you search for it on Google, you might not find it. It's usefyi.com. But you can always search for it on Product Hunt. You will find it. So we launched this thing on May 22nd. So it was a little bit ago. And I've had another launch that we launched on October 23rd. So that was what, like 6-7 months before that? Another product. So the DraftSend was the first product, and that was actually the number one product of the day on October 23rd. It was the number three product of the week back then. It has right now 1,700 plus upvotes, almost 1,800. I guess it was eight months ago. And it was another interesting fact is that it had 34 reviews that were just ratings, and then it had 7 like in-depth reviews that people did. And so that's the stats for that. And I'm going to contrast that to FYI because you said some interesting stuff. And I think this is something that worthy of jumping into that I haven't really talked about. And then on FYI, it was so far, obviously that one's 8 months old. This is literally less than a month old right now as we're recording this, is 1,139 upvotes. And it was the number two product of the day. No week rankings yet, or we didn't get any weekly rankings on that one. And here's the interesting thing. It had 47 reviews. So it had more reviews, less upvotes, but it had 25 detailed reviews. So that's 25 versus 7. Now, here's the thing. I want to point this out. In neither of them, and I do this on purpose, and it probably hurts me, but in neither of them did we ask people to give in-depth reviews. And as per Product Hunt's rules, we never asked anyone for an upvote either. So what's interesting is that with DraftSend, it was a product where we actually did a lot more work in getting other people to create presentations because it was a presentation tool where you can publicly have a link for it, create presentations, add their audio to it because that's what the product did, and then promote it on Twitter or wherever they wanted. And that got us a lot more upvotes by almost like 50%, right? Like 50% more upvotes, roughly speaking, because obviously that one's 8 months, so there's been upvotes trickling in since then. So you could argue when you look at some of those stats that, oh, DraftSend was more successful. The thing is, though, we had like 4x the detailed reviews with FYI, and we didn't ask for any. We didn't tell anyone, hey, go review us. We didn't do that on either product. And one got more upvotes than the other. And also, when it comes to Product Hunt, a lot of it does have to do with what day you launch on and what other things are out there on that day, right? And other factors that, like, honestly, are not under your control. So you just control the things you can control. And so with FYI, we had spent a lot more time learning about the problem, and we spent a lot more time figuring out what the right solution to that problem was, and we did not launch it until we really hit the mark. So you're right. It is for us and what we're looking to accomplish in the world. It was a much more successful launch than DraftSend. Even though if you look at the numbers and you're just focused on the vanity of the number of upvotes, you would think DraftSend was more successful.
That's so interesting. There's two things you said that I want to dive into a little bit better. First is the, you know, you can launch something. I don't even know how to put this in words, but you can do something that seems exciting and will get a lot of people to give you a small token of support, like a like or an upvote or I don't know what, a retweet or something. Some form of like, yes, I approve of this. I also support this. And that's awesome. And that's the beginning, right? Or can be the beginning. But the question is like, what is success in a launch, right? And there's a big difference between a lot of people upvoted us when we launched. They kind of supported the product. They thought it was cool and exciting. In this case, potentially a lot of people just on a theoretical level or an intellectual level versus here's a product that got a little bit, I mean, still a significant amount of like support and upvotes and prominence, but obviously got a lot more usage and not just usage, created a lot more kind of instant value, so much so that a good amount of people in a very short period of time felt the urge to go and leave a detailed review, right? And so in your mind, obviously, that's a lot more valuable, like having people that are using the product and instantly see the value and feel so strongly about communicating or sharing that with the world that they're going to leave a review versus people that saw the logo, a screenshot, whatever it is, maybe even just signed up, but never used the product, but just liked the idea of it. So gave it a small token of support, right? There's a really big difference between what to focus on. And mostly when we think about launching, we're thinking about the big bang. We're thinking about upvotes. We're thinking about whatever, signups. We think about top of the funnel numbers, right? We're not like, oh, we're going to launch this product and we really, really want to see, you know, 50 people use it for 5 days in a row for at least 2 hours a day and then give us a really positive review or positive NPS score. Like, that's not typically the goal that companies and startups put on the whiteboard when they're thinking about their launch, right? It's usually a 1,000 upvotes or get, 10,000 unique clicks on this, or let's get X amount of sign-up trials, or let's get Y amount of people giving us their email address or something like that.